Angelica. 15.
Well, you going alone onward and Srimati Radhika taking Shival and Krishna were two from this body, but they were one in Bhavana. As a mitra, mitra friend, bosom friend, that
his rasa with Krishna, it is sakyaras, there's no madhurya mixed in. That's, I think, your question. And there's his ecstasy.
Sakha here, but not only sakha. He wants to meet Krishna and he helps. क्या सुनेगा सुन करके क्या होगा उसको भजन करो सब कुछ अभी चित्त चंचल तुम लोगों का अभी इधर कभी उधर और अभी साधन हरि नाम करो चांत करो
He wants to unite Radha and Krishna. So he is like Manjari.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
Priya Narmasukha. He helps Krishna in Radhika.
But his Anubhav, Satika Bhav, Yabhachari Bhav, is it anyway like Manjari or always like?
Not Manjari, like Priya Narmasukha.
Special category.
Not like human Kishori.
But nothing more than the.
More than sakha, mitra sakha, prana sakha, is more than that. He has so intimate friendship with Krishna that he mamata, when Krishna is mine, so that he is greater than all another. Madhamangal, Sridham, and all of them. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika.
Form.
Once Krishna was with Sri Radhika and all of the devotees. Meantime, animal, Padma, the Sakhi of Seventu, mother in Jatila, and she told that just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirbhand in a cave or kunj. I have just seen. She became very furious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information.
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself that fact and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Vishakhana, she told that, where you are going? She told that, I am going to Bhandirbhand. Why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and they are meeting. Oh, you are very foolish. Krishna Krishna is doing drama with her friends.
His friends.
And he has made Subal as Radhika and playing. And he has given this information to you. And if you will go there, they will make Subal naked. And they will so and they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and make you very foolish and foolish. It will be fair. So Subal, at that Subal was ready to take the shape of Smriti Radhika and to make foolish. So he is very near and dear and always helps Smriti Radhika. So sometimes bhav is so high, then he takes a form of Mahabhav, a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both shapes are like same. If Sridham is brother of Radhika, but yet he is so beautiful and so looking, if he dressed like a woman, she is seen as Sri Radhika. And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to. Sometimes when Krishna falls to Manbhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subal. And Subal
pacifies
him. See, he speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes ready and his bhava is like gopis. His bhava is always as friend, but so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
You had another question about Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Armada, and Pagabda. It is mentioned that Srimati Radhika, it is mentioned that the gopis are in three divisions, Mukta, Madhya,
Pagalbha.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, of course, Vama Vrindavan is also spiritual, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages, Komara, Kishore, Yavana, not that he is only one age, but it's someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all the different ages.
You are right.
Chinta Shakti.
Chinta Shakti. His every pastime is Nitya. So he is, every age is Nitya. But Kishore and Vaishandhi, are most important.
Most important.
Because Gopi's rasa is sarvottam, and so Krishna, Gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore Muti is Shrestha Chaitanya Chaitanya. It has been stated. Vaya kai sorokam dhyam arde evo parorosa.
It's like a full-blown lotus.
Only not full, but it has so many qualities. So much sushital. Sushital, so much fragrant. So much komal. Komal?
Soft.
Soft. So much bhava-purna, lalit. And every qualification in food.
Kishore. Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, Nitya-pri gopis, Nityasiddha gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis, like a mango, some gopis aren't yet
not ripen.
Ready, ripened. But by hearing about ras, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When a Mali means a
gardener,
pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripened, some are half not ripe at all, only full, young. So young becomes ripe, ripe becomes more ripe, and another ripes are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to take this. So we have given very beautiful description. Where you have read it?
In our Guru Maharaj's
Tika?
No, it is in, not in Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that, he passed away, but his disciple, Ridhananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. It seems that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives
seed.
One gives a vithankur seed.
That is sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with ankur, with lips, that are Raghunath, Bhatta, and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
With the ankur.
Sanatana Goswami,
somebody
in his Vaishnava Torsini, Brihad Vaishnava Torsini
Tika. What about Rupa Goswami?
Huh? Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami is everything. He is out of. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed Rupa Goswami.
Blindly.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument.
Argument, hither and thither and so on. And follows. Jiva Goswami has two visions, one for anadhikari, one for adhikari. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti has no two sides, only one side. Sometimes he alochana karte hain, alochana mein
discussion.
Na, ye kaatte hain unke argument ko. He cuts the arguments of Jiva Goswami also.
Yeah.
Vividly.
Vishwanatha.
He tells that where in Srimad Bhagavat is any example that gopis were Swakiya. And there are so many examples in each slok that gopis are working. Not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement. When Krishna meets with the gopis for us, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, to bring up the mood of parents, that is your mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishwanatha Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children, because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
For them, these words have been told.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow Vishwanatha Chakravarti. Jiva Goswami, I do vichar means.
What does that mean, vichar?
Vichar means this is the blackness.
Doesn't matter, we both try. What does that mean?
I have to
analysis.
Why Jiva Goswami is telling like this? But in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, how direct our heart adopts it. And no use of mental anything. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally we will have to judge and
weigh
see,
everything.
Analyze.
Why he has told? He has told it for anadhikari or adhikari, or why he has told?
Yeah, and I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas that Rupa Goswami.
But he has not cared. Julian Mani has given a very big
commentary. We were wondering about that.
Against Jiva Goswami. All things are against him. But he is telling that he is our acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different, but he has to. In Ujjwala Nilmani, you can see that Dvaiti
messenger.
Swayam Duti.
After
Duti. In Swayam Duti, Swayam Duti means, this will come in next year. Swayam Duti means, Gopi Naika are herself requesting Krishna to meet. To meet, you should understand. But how? By opposing words like opposing, but they are not opposing. They are praying. These are sabda, sabda uttha, neither are artha, arthalankar, so many things. I cannot express, I am not expressing to you, but you should know things. Very, very beautiful.
So you were saying that he was opposing Jiva
Goswami? Like gopis. They want to denote another thing, and by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not ruined. You should come. If you do not come, your life will be ruined.
He said
that Jiva Goswami has told all these things. Vishwanatha Chakravarti tells that he is my acharya, he is my pranamda. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he
disagrees
with the fact that he has written her pati of the Swakiya Bhava. What else? Words are telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat 2, gopis are telling Krishna, when they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this, and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that I am everywhere, meditate, and why you told in a rush that go at once to your husbands and return, see your child and everything. Krishna told that, I was thinking that you are so clever and very buddhiman,
intelligent.
But now you see that you are not so intelligent. Why? Because I have never told you in the rush to go to your husband's. I was telling only that it is midnight, it is so deep, andhakar,
dark.
So many serpents and other things. And this is quite nirjanasthan. Nirjan means
quite
lonely places. So return, not returning, I but it is the time to meet me. I am pati of pati. I am your patis are not your pati. I was telling that you should serve your pati. That I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, enough intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that.
More intelligent.
And Krishna told that, oh, now I knew that you are here. So, words are denoting another thing. But the what? Dhani. Dhani means.
Yeah, who knows the.
Wealthy person.
Huh? The one who knows.
Dhani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhani means inner meaning.
Upalakshana.
Huh?
Upalakshana.
No. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhani. Pani piyoge, will you drink water again? One was taking water, any kantedar machali, fish having nails, kata, you know, kata.
Fish
having
fangs,
like lobster, stick.
Yeah. Full of outside bone, outside bone.
Teeth?
Not bone, but kata ki hai. Kata mani ki?
Kata the hand bole, kata ke bole, jun ghodi kata hand bole. Ukan mani ehi bole, bone, ula paire te
paire. Bone nana kata dekhao. Very
pointed.
Anything, pointed thing which goes. But
a fish.
Eh?
Sword.
Sword. Not sword.
Lobster.
Lobster.
That it means with the hands they have that.
He was drinking water at the Ekadasi din. Drinking in Jamuna water.
Voila.
And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then he was announcing that
bone,
I don't take anything
sparse
on Ekadasi.
He was bathing, perhaps.
Then when fish went there and he came out and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, will you drink again water? This meeting means it is don't
take water in the
cup. Like, this is called dhvani. So, gopis and Krishna in Bhagavata has used like this.
Indirectly.
In our Goswami Granth also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called rasa.
Is this Parokshabad?
Parokshabad.
Everything is Parokshabad. To protect from Ananakari. So, the gopis, they had husbands. Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopas, who had ras with Krishna? Or was their husband just imaginary? Or did their husband they also have ras with
Krishna? These husband in Golok Vrindavan only abhiman. Understand?
Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea, no shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that Abhiman has taken shape as us by Yoga Maya. No illusory Maya there. Only.
I have a question. Then. Can I ask my question?
Yeah, let's see.
Jogtila question. Jogtila.
Jatla is also Abhiman in Golok Vrindavan.
Kamsa also.
Abhiman only.
Oh.
No, actually there. No place. Abhiman.
Sura.
Like in a dark room,
Sura.
I am alone in a room. At once I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from it. But there was nothing.
But in your mind it was.
So in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only Abhiman. Abhiman, any word for Abhiman?
Ego.
Concept.
But here. And that conception makes only yoga maya. No work of illusory maya. Then?
No more? Yeah. You have finished us easily. We left. You have something?
You have a red.